Chapter 5. Balthazar's Profane Banquet. His sentence is denounced by a handwriting on the wall which Daniel reads and interprets. Balthazar the king made a great feast for 1,000 of his nobles, and everyone drank according to his age. And being now drunk, he commanded that they should bring the vessels of gold and silver which Nebuchadnezzar his father had brought away out of the temple that was in Jerusalem, that the king and his nobles and his wives and his concubines might drink in them. Then were the golden and silver vessels brought, which he had brought away out of the temple that was in Jerusalem. And the king and his nobles, his wives and his concubines, drank in them. They drank wine and praised their gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, and of wood, and of stone. In the same hour there appeared fingers, as it were, of the hand of a man, writing over against the candlestick upon the surface of the wall of the king's palace. And the king beheld the joints of the hand that wrote. Then was the king's countenance changed, and his thoughts troubled him, and the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees struck out against the other. And the king cried out aloud to bring in the wise men, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. And the king spoke, and said to the wise men of Babylon, "Whosoever shall read this writing, and shall make known to me the interpretation thereof, shall be clothed with purple, and shall have a golden chain on his neck, and shall be the third man in my kingdom." Then came in all the king's wise men, but they could neither read the writing nor declare the interpretation to the king. Wherewith King Balthazar was much troubled, and his countenance was changed, and his nobles also were troubled. Then the queen, on occasion of what had happened to the king and his nobles, came into the banquet house, and she spoke and said, "O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, neither let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom that hath the spirit of the holy gods in him, and in the days of thy father knowledge and wisdom were found in him. For King Nebuchadnezzar thy father appointed him prince of the wise men, enchanters, Chaldeans, and soothsayers, thy father, I say, O king, because a greater spirit, and knowledge and understanding and interpretation of dreams, and showing of secrets, and resolving of difficult things, were found in him, that is, in Daniel, whom the king named Balthazar. Now, therefore, let Daniel be called for, and he will tell the interpretation." Then Daniel was brought in before the king, and the king spoke and said to him, "Art thou Daniel of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom my father the king brought out of Judea? I have heard of thee, that thou hast the spirit of the gods, and excellent knowledge and understanding and wisdom are found in thee. And now the wise men, the magicians, have come in before me to read this writing, and show me the interpretation thereof. And they could not declare to me the meaning of this writing. But I have heard of thee, that thou canst interpret obscure things, and resolve difficult things. Now if thou art able to read the writing, and to show me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with purple, and shalt have a chain of gold about thy neck, and shalt be the third prince in my kingdom." To which Daniel made answer and said before the king, "Thy rewards be to thyself, and the gifts of thy house give to another. But the writing I will read to thee, O king, and show thee the interpretation thereof. O king, the Most High God gave to Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom, and greatness and glory and honor. And for the greatness that he gave to him, all people, tribes, and languages trembled, and were afraid of him. Whom he would, he slew, and whom he would, he destroyed, and whom he would, he set up, and whom he would, he brought down. But when his heart was lifted up, and his spirit hardened into pride, he was put down from the throne of his kingdom, and his glory was taken away. And he was driven out from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beasts, and his dwelling was with the wild asses, and he did eat grass like an ox, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he will set over it whomsoever it shall please him. Thou also, his son, O Balthazar, hast not humbled thy heart, whereas thou knewest all these things, but hast lifted thyself up against the Lord of heaven, and the vessels of his house have been brought before thee, And thou and thy nobles and thy wives and thy concubines have drunk wine in them. And thou hast praised the gods of silver and of gold and of brass, of iron and of wood and of stone, that neither see nor hear nor feel. But the God who hath thy breath in his hand and all thy ways thou hast not glorified. Wherefore he hath sent the part of the hand which hath written this that is set down. And this is the writing that is written: Mene, Thekel, Phares. This is the interpretation of the word: Mene, God hath numbered thy kingdom and hath finished it. Thekel, thou art weighed in the balance and art found wanting. Phares, thy kingdom is divided and is given to the Medes and Persians. Then by the king's command Daniel was clothed with purple, and a chain of gold was put about his neck, and it was proclaimed of him that he had power as the third man in the kingdom. The same night Balthazar, the Chaldean king, was slain, and Darius the Mede succeeded to the kingdom, being 62 years old. Chapter 6. Daniel is promoted by Darius. His enemies procure a law forbidding prayer. For the transgression of this law, Daniel is cast into the lion's den, but miraculously delivered. It seemed good to Darius, and he appointed over the kingdom 120 governors to be over his whole kingdom, and 3 princes over them, of whom Daniel was one, that the governors might give an account to them, and the king might have no trouble. And Daniel excelled all the princes and governors, because a greater spirit of God was in him. And the king thought to set him over all the kingdom. Whereupon the princes and the governors sought to find occasion against Daniel with regard to the king. And they could find no cause nor suspicion, because he was faithful, and no fault nor suspicion was found in him. Then these men said, "We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, unless, perhaps, concerning the law of his God." Then the princes and the governors craftily suggested to the king, and spoke thus unto him: "King Darius, live forever. All the princes of the kingdom, the magistrates and governors, the senators and judges, have consulted together that an imperial decree and an edict be published, that whosoever shall ask any petition of any god or man for 30 days, but of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now therefore, O king, confirm the sentence, and sign the decree, that what is decreed by the Medes and Persians may not be altered, nor any man be allowed to transgress it." So King Darius set forth the decree and established it. Now when Daniel knew this, that is to say, that the law was made, he went into his house, and opening the windows in his upper chamber towards Jerusalem, he knelt down 3 times a day, and adored and gave thanks before his God, as he had been accustomed to do before. Wherefore those men carefully watching him found Daniel praying and making supplication to his God. And they came and spoke to the king concerning the edict. "O king, hast thou not decreed that every man that should make a request to any of the gods or men for 30 days, but to thyself, O king, should be cast into the den of the lions?" And the king answered them, saying, "The word is true according to the decree of the Medes and Persians, which it is not lawful to violate." Then they answered and said before the king, "Daniel, who is of the children of the captivity of Judah, hath not regarded thy law, nor the decree that thou hast made, but 3 times a day he maketh his prayer." Now when the king had heard these words, he was very much grieved, and in behalf of Daniel he set his heart to deliver him, and even till sunset he labored to save him. But those men, perceiving the king's design, said to him, "Know thou, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree which the king hath made may be altered." Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of the lions. And the king said to Daniel, "Thy God, whom thou always servest, he will deliver thee." And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, which the king sealed with his own ring, and with the ring of his nobles, that nothing should be done against Daniel. And the king went away to his house, and laid himself down without taking supper, and meat was not set before him, and even sleep departed from him. Then the king, rising very early in the morning, went in haste to the lion's den, and coming near to the den, cried with a lamentable voice to Daniel, and said to him, Daniel, servant of the living God, hath thy God, whom thou servest always, been able, thinkest thou, to deliver thee from the lions? And Daniel, answering the king, said, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel, and hath shut up the mouths of the lions, and they have not hurt me. Forasmuch as before him justice hath been found in me, yea, and before thee, O king, I have done no offense. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and he commanded that Daniel should be taken out of the den. And Daniel was taken out of the den, and no hurt was found in him, because he believed in his God. And by the king's commandment, those men were brought that had accused Daniel, and they were cast into the lion's den, they and their children and their wives. And they did not reach the bottom of the den before the lions caught them and broke all their bones in pieces. Then King Darius wrote to all people, tribes, and languages, dwelling in the whole earth, Peace be multiplied unto you. It is decreed by me that in all my empire and my kingdom all men dread and fear the God of Daniel, for he is the living and eternal God forever, and his kingdom shall not be destroyed, and his power shall be forever. He is the deliverer and savior, doing signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel out of the lion's den. Now Daniel continued unto the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Chapter 7. Daniel's vision of the four beasts, signifying four kingdoms, of God sitting on his throne, and of the opposite kingdoms of Christ and Antichrist. In the first year of Belteshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel saw a dream, and the vision of his head was upon his bed. And writing the dream, he comprehended it in few words. And relating the sum of it in short, he said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts, different one from another, came up out of the sea. The first was like a lioness, and had the wings of an eagle. I beheld till her wings were plucked off, and she was lifted up from the earth, and stood upon her feet as a man, and the heart of a man was given to her. And behold, another beast like a bear stood up on one side, and there were three rows in the mouth thereof, and in the teeth thereof, and thus they said to it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, and it had upon it four wings as of a fowl, and the beast had four heads, and power was given to it. After this I beheld in the vision of the night, and lo, a fourth beast, terrible and wonderful, and exceeding strong. It had great iron teeth, eating and breaking in pieces, and treading down the rest with its feet. And it was unlike to the other beasts which I had seen before it, and had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, another little horn sprung out of the midst of them. And three of the first horns were plucked up at the presence thereof, and behold, eyes like the eyes of a man were in this horn, and a mouth speaking great things. I beheld till thrones were placed, and the Ancient of Days sat. His garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like clean wool, his throne like flames of fire, the wheels of it like a burning fire. A swift stream of fire issued forth from before him. Thousands of thousands ministered to him, and 10,000 times 100,000 stood before him. The judgment sat, and the books were opened. I beheld because of the voice of the great words which that horn spoke, and I saw that the beast was slain, and the body thereof was destroyed, and given to the fire to be burnt, and that the power of the other beasts was taken away, and that times of life were appointed them for a time and a time. I beheld, therefore, in the vision of the night, and lo, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and he came even to the Ancient of Days, and they presented him before him, and he gave him power and glory and a kingdom, and all peoples, tribes, and tongues shall serve him. His power is an everlasting power that shall not be taken away, and his kingdom that shall not be destroyed. My spirit trembled. I, Daniel, was affrighted at these things, and the visions of my head troubled me. I went near to one of them that stood by, and asked the truth of him concerning all these things, and he told me the interpretation of the words and instructed me, "These four great beasts are four kingdoms which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High God shall take the kingdom, and they shall possess the kingdom for ever and ever. After this I would diligently learn concerning the fourth beast, which was very different from all, and exceeding terrible. His teeth and claws were of iron. He devoured in broken pieces, and the rest he stamped upon with his feet. And concerning the ten horns that he had on his head, and concerning the other that came up, before which three horns fell, and of that horn that had eyes and a mouth speaking great things, and was greater than the rest, I beheld, and lo, that horn made war against the saints, and prevailed over them, till the Ancient of Days came and gave judgment to the saints of the Most High, and the time came, and the saints obtained the kingdom. And thus he said, The fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be greater than all the kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the ten horns of the same kingdom shall be ten kings, and another shall rise up after them, and he shall be mightier than the former, and he shall bring down three kings. And he shall speak words against the High One, and shall crush the saints of the Most High, and he shall think himself able to change times and laws, and they shall be delivered into his hand until a time and times and half a time. And judgment shall sit, that his power may be taken away, and be broken in pieces, and perish even to the end, and that the kingdom and power and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven may be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all kings shall serve him and shall obey him. Hitherto is the end of the word. I, Daniel, was much troubled with my thoughts, and my countenance was changed in me, but I kept the word in my heart. Chapter 8. Daniel's vision of the ram and he-goat interpreted by the angel Gabriel. In the third year of the reign of King Belteshazzar, a vision appeared to me. I, Daniel, after what I had seen in the beginning, saw in my vision when I was in the castle of Susa, which is in the province of Elam, and I saw in the vision that I was over the gate of Uli. And I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, a ram stood before the water, having two high horns, and one higher than the other, and growing up. Afterward I saw the ram pushing with his horns against the west, and against the north, and against the south, and no beasts could withstand him, nor be delivered out of his hand, and he did according to his own will, and became great. And I understood, and behold, a he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth, and he touched not the ground. And the he-goat had a notable horn between his eyes. And he went up to the ram that had the horns, which I had seen standing before the gate. And he ran towards him in the force of his strength. And when he was come near the ram, he was enraged against him, and struck the ram, and broke his two horns, and the ram could not withstand him. And when he had cast him down on the ground, he stamped upon him, and none could deliver the ram out of his hand. And the he-goat became exceeding great. And when he was grown, the great horn was broken, and there came up four horns under it towards the four winds of heaven. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, and it became great against the south, and against the east, and against the strength. And it was magnified even unto the strength of heaven, and it threw down of the strength and of the stars, and trod upon them. And it was magnified even to the prince of the strength, and it took away from him the continual sacrifice, and cast down the place of his sanctuary. And strength was given him against the continual sacrifice because of sins, and truth shall be cast down on the ground, and he shall do and shall prosper. And I heard one of the saints speaking, and one saint said to another, I know not to whom that was speaking. How long shall be the vision concerning the continual sacrifice, and the sin of the desolation that is made, and the sanctuary and the strength be trodden under foot? And he said to him, Unto evening and morning 2,300 days, and the sanctuary shall be cleansed. And it came to pass, when I, Daniel, saw the vision, and sought the meaning, that behold, there stood before me, as it were, the appearance of a man. And I heard the voice of a man between Uli. And he called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. And he came and stood near where I stood. And when he was come, I fell on my face trembling. And he said to me, Understand, O Son of Man, for in the time of the end the vision shall be fulfilled. And when he spoke to me, I fell flat on the ground, and he touched me and set me upright. And he said to me, I will show thee what things are to come to pass in the end of the malediction, for the time hath its end. The ram which thou sawest with horns is the king of the Medes and Persians, and the he-goat is the king of the Greeks, and the great horn that was between his eyes, the same is the first king. But whereas, when that was broken, there arose up four for it, four kings shall rise up of his nation, but not with his strength. And after their reign, when iniquity shall be grown up, there shall arise a king of a shameless face, and understanding dark sentences. And his power shall be strengthened, but not by his own force. And he shall lay all things waste, and shall prosper, and do more than can be believed. And he shall destroy the mighty, and the people of the saints, according to his will, and craft shall be successful in his hand. And his heart shall be puffed up, and in the abundance of all things he shall kill many, and he shall rise up against the prince of princes, and shall be broken without hand. And the vision of the evening and the morning which was told is true. Thou therefore seal up the vision, because it shall come to pass after many days. And I, Daniel, languished, and was sick for some days, and when I was risen up, I did the king's business, and I was astonished at the vision, and there was none that could interpret it. Chapter 9. Daniel's Confession and Prayer. Gabriel informs him concerning the 70 weeks to the coming of Christ. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of Medes, who reigned over the kingdom of the Chaldeans, the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years, concerning which the word of the Lord came to Jeremias the prophet, that 70 years should be accomplished of the desolation of Jerusalem. And I set my face to the Lord my God to pray and make supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God, and I made my confession, and said, I beseech thee, O Lord God, great and terrible, who keepest the covenant, and mercy to them that love thee, and keep thy commandments. We have sinned, we have committed iniquity, we have done wickedly, and have revolted, and we have gone aside from thy commandments and thy judgments. We have not hearkened to thy servants, the prophets, that have spoken in thy name to our kings, to our princes, to our fathers, and to all the people of the land. To thee, O Lord, justice, but to us confusion of face, as at this day to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel, and to them that are near, and to them that are far off in all the countries whither thou hast driven them, for their iniquities by which they have sinned against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our princes and to our fathers that have sinned. But to thee, the Lord our God, mercy and forgiveness, for we have departed from thee. And we have not hearkened to the voice of the Lord our God, to walk in his law, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. And all Israel have transgressed thy law, and have turned away from hearing thy voice. And the malediction and the curse, which is written in the book of Moses, the servant of God, is fallen upon us, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his words, which he spoke against us, and against our princes that judged us, that he would bring in upon us a great evil, such as never was under all the heaven, according to that which hath been done in Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon us, and we entreated not thy face, O Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities, and think on thy truth. And the Lord hath watched upon the evil, and hath brought it upon us. The Lord our God is just in all his works, which he hath done, for we have not hearkened to his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who hast brought forth thy people out of the land of Egypt with a strong hand, and hast made thee a name, as at this day, we have sinned, we have committed iniquity. O Lord, against all thy justice, let thy wrath and thy indignation be turned away, I beseech thee, from thy city Jerusalem, and from thy holy mountain. For by reason of our sins and the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are a reproach to all that are round about us. Now therefore, O our God, hear the supplication of thy servant and his prayers, and show thy face upon thy sanctuary, which is desolate, for thy own sake. Incline, O my God, thy ear and hear. Open thy eyes and see our desolation and the city upon which thy name is called. For it is not for our justifications that we present our prayers before thy face, but for the multitude of thy tender mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, be appeased. Hearken and do. Delay not for thy own sake, O my God, because thy name is invocated upon thy city and upon thy people. Now while I was yet speaking and praying and confessing my sins and the sins of my people of Israel, and presenting my supplications in the sight of my God for the holy mountain of my God, as I was yet speaking in prayer, behold, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, flying swiftly, touched me at the time of the evening sacrifice. And he instructed me and spoke to me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to teach thee, and that thou mightest understand. From the beginning of thy prayers the word came forth, and I am come to show it to thee, because thou art a man of desires. Therefore do thou mark the word and understand the vision. 70 weeks are shortened upon thy people, and upon thy holy city, that transgression may be finished, and sin may have an end, and iniquity may be abolished, and everlasting justice may be brought, and vision and prophecy may be fulfilled, and the saint of saints may be anointed. Know thou therefore, and take notice, that from the going forth of the word to build up Jerusalem again unto Christ the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks, and the street shall be built again, and the walls in straightness of times. And after 62 weeks Christ shall be slain, and the people that shall deny him shall not be his. And a people with their leader that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be waste, and after the end of the war, the appointed desolation. And he shall confirm the covenant with many in 1 week, and in the half of the week the victim and the sacrifice shall fail, and there shall be in the temple the abomination of desolation, and the desolation shall continue even to the consummation and to the end. Chapter 10. Daniel, having humbled himself by fasting and penance, seeth a vision, with which he is much terrified, but he is comforted by an angel. In the 3rd year of Cyrus, king of the Persians, a word was revealed to Daniel, surnamed Balthazar, and a true word and great strength. And he understood the word, for there is need of understanding in a vision. In those days I, Daniel, mourned the days of 3 weeks. I ate no desirable bread, and neither flesh nor wine entered into my mouth, neither was I anointed with ointment, till the days of 3 weeks were accomplished. And in the 24th day of the 1st month I was by the great river, which is the Tigris. And I lifted up my eyes, and I saw, and behold, a man clothed in linen, and his loins were girded with the finest gold. And his body was like the chrysolite, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as a burning lamp, and his arms, and all downward even to the feet, like in appearance to glittering brass, and the voice of his word like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw it not. But an exceeding great terror fell upon them, and they fled away and hid themselves. And I, being left alone, saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, and the appearance of my countenance was changed in me, and I fainted away and retained no strength. And I heard the voice of his words, and when I heard, I lay in a consternation upon my face, and my face was close to the ground. And behold, a hand touched me, and lifted me up upon my knees, and upon the joints of my hands. And he said to me, Daniel, thou man of desires, understand the words that I speak to thee, and stand upright, for I am sent now to thee. And when he had said this word to me, I stood trembling. And he said to me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand, to afflict thyself in the sight of thy God, thy words have been heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of the Persians resisted me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there by the king of the Persians. But I am come to teach thee what things shall befall thy people in the latter days, for as yet the vision is 4 days. And when he was speaking such words to me, I cast down my countenance to the ground and held my peace. And behold, as it were, the likeness of a son of man touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spoke and said to him that stood before me, O my Lord, at the sight of thee my joints are loosed, and no strength hath remained in me. And how can the servant of my Lord speak with my Lord? For no strength remaineth in me. Moreover, my breath is stopped. Therefore he that looked like a man touched me again and strengthened me. And he said, Fear not, O man of desires. Peace be to thee. Take courage and be strong. And when he spoke to me, I grew strong, and I said, Speak, O my Lord, for thou hast strengthened me. And he said, Dost thou know wherefore I am come to thee? And now I will return to fight against the prince of the Persians. When I went forth, there appeared the prince of the Greeks coming. But I will tell thee what is set down in the scripture of truth, and none is my helper in all these things but Michael your prince. Chapter 11. The angel declares to Daniel many things to come with regard to the Persian and Grecian kings, more especially with regard to Antiochus as a figure of Antichrist. And from the first year of Darius the Mede I stood up, that he might be strengthened and confirmed. And now I will show thee the truth. Behold, there shall stand yet three kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be enriched exceedingly above them all. And when he shall be grown mighty by his riches, he shall stir up all against the kingdom of Greece. But there shall rise up a strong king, and shall rule with great power, and he shall do what he pleaseth. And when he shall come to his height, his kingdom shall be broken, and it shall be divided towards the four winds of the heaven, but not to his posterity, nor according to his power with which he ruled. For his kingdom shall be rent in pieces, even for strangers beside these. And the king of the south shall be strengthened, and one of his princes shall prevail over him, and he shall rule with great power, for his dominion shall be great. And after the end of years they shall be in league together, and the daughter of the king of the south shall come to the king of the north to make friendship, but she shall not obtain the strength of the arm, neither shall her seed stand, and she shall be given up, and her young men that brought her, and they that strengthened her in these times. And a plant of the bud of her roots shall stand up, and he shall come with an army, and shall enter into the province of the king of the north, and he shall abuse them and shall prevail. And he shall also carry away captive into Egypt their gods, and their graven things, and their precious vessels of gold and silver. He shall prevail against the king of the north. And the king of the south shall enter into the kingdom, and shall return to his own land. And his sons shall be provoked, and they shall assemble a multitude of great forces. And he shall come with haste like a flood, and he shall return and be stirred up, and he shall join battle with his forces. And the king of the south, being provoked, shall go forth, and shall fight against the king of the north, and shall prepare an exceeding great multitude, and a multitude shall be given into his hand. And he shall take a multitude, and his heart shall be lifted up, and he shall cast down many thousands, but he shall not prevail. For the king of the north shall return, and shall prepare a multitude much greater than before. And in the end of times and years he shall come in haste with a great army and much riches. And in those times many shall rise up against the king of the south, the children of prevaricators of thy people shall lift up themselves to fulfill the vision, and they shall fall. And the king of the north shall come, and shall cast up a mount, and shall take the best fenced cities, and the arms of the south shall not withstand, and his chosen ones shall rise up to resist, and they shall not have strength. And he shall come upon him, and do according to his pleasure, and there shall be none to stand against his face. And he shall stand in the glorious land, and it shall be consumed by his hand. And he shall set his face to come to possess all his kingdom, and he shall make upright conditions with him. And he shall give him a daughter of women to overthrow it, and she shall not stand, neither shall she be for him. And he shall turn his face to the islands, and shall take many. And he shall cause the prince of his reproach to cease, and his reproach shall be turned upon him. And he shall turn his face to the empire of his own land, and he shall stumble and fall, and shall not be found. And there shall stand up in his place one most vile, and unworthy of kingly honor, and in a few days he shall be destroyed not in rage nor in battle. And there shall stand up in his place one despised, and the kingly honor shall not be given him, and he shall come privately, and shall obtain the kingdom by fraud. And the arms of the fighter shall be overcome before his face, and shall be broken, yea, also the prince of the covenant. And after friendships he will deal deceitfully with him, and he shall go up and shall overcome with a small people. And he shall enter into rich and plentiful cities, and he shall do that which his fathers never did, nor his fathers' fathers. He shall scatter their spoils, and their prey, and their riches, and shall forecast devices against the best fenced places, and this until a time. And his strength and his heart shall be stirred up against the king of the south with a great army, and the king of the south shall be stirred up to battle with many and very strong succors, and they shall not stand, for they shall form designs against him. And they that eat bread with him shall destroy him, and his army shall be overthrown, and many shall fall down slain. And the heart of the two kings shall be to do evil, and they shall speak lies at one table, and they shall not prosper, because as yet the end is unto another time. And he shall return into his land with much riches, and his heart shall be against the holy covenant, and he shall succeed and shall return into his own land. At the time appointed he shall return, and he shall come to the south, but the latter time shall not be like the former. And the galleys and the Romans shall come upon him, and he shall be struck, and shall return, and shall have indignation against the covenant of the sanctuary. And he shall succeed, and he shall return, and shall devise against them that have forsaken the covenant of the sanctuary. And arms shall stand on his part, and they shall defile the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the continual sacrifice. And they shall place there the abomination unto desolation. And such as deal wickedly against the covenant shall deceitfully dissemble. But the people that know their God shall prevail and succeed. And they that are learned among the people shall teach many. And they shall fall by the sword, and by fire, and by captivity, and by spoil for many days. And when they shall have fallen, they shall be relieved with a small help. And many shall be joined to them deceitfully. And some of the learned shall fall, that they may be tried, and may be chosen, and made white even to the appointed time, because yet there shall be another time. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall be lifted up, and shall magnify himself against every god, and he shall speak great things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the wrath be accomplished, for the determination is made. And he shall make no account of the God of his fathers, and he shall follow the lust of women, and he shall not regard any gods, for he shall rise up against all things. But he shall worship the god Maotzim in his place, and a god whom his fathers knew not he shall worship with gold and silver and precious stones and things of great price. And he shall do this to fortify Maotzim with a strange god whom he hath acknowledged, and he shall increase glory, and shall give them power over many, and shall divide the land gratis. And at the time prefixed the king of the south shall fight against him, and the king of the north shall come against him, like a tempest, with chariots, and with horsemen, and with a great navy. And he shall enter into the countries, and shall destroy and pass through. And he shall enter into the glorious land, and many shall fall. And these only shall be saved out of his hand, Edom, and Moab, and the principality of the children of Ammon. And he shall lay his hand upon the lands, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. And he shall have power over the treasures of gold, and of silver, and all the precious things of Egypt. And he shall pass through Libya and Ethiopia. And the tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. And he shall come with a great multitude to destroy and slay many. And he shall fix his tabernacle, a Padno, between the seas, upon a glorious and holy mountain. And he shall come even to the top thereof, and none shall help him. Chapter 12. Michael shall stand up for the people of God, with other things relating to Antichrist and the end of the world. But at that time shall Michael rise up, the great prince who standeth for the children of thy people, and a time shall come such as never was from the time that nations began, even until that time. And at that time shall thy people be saved, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of those that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some unto life everlasting, and others unto reproach, to see it always. But they that are learned shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that instruct many to justice as stars for all eternity. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words, and seal the book even to the time appointed. Many shall pass over, and knowledge shall be manifold. And I, Daniel, looked, and behold, as it were, two others stood, one on this side upon the bank of the river, and another on that side on the other bank of the river. And I said to the man that was clothed in linen, that stood upon the waters of the river, How long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man that was clothed in linen, that stood upon the waters of the river, when he had lifted up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and had sworn by him that liveth forever, that it should be unto a time and times and half a time. And when the scattering of the band of the holy people shall be accomplished, all these things shall be finished. And I heard and understood not. And I said, O my Lord, what shall be after these things? And he said, Go, Daniel, because the words are shut up and sealed until the appointed time. Many shall be chosen and made white, and shall be tried as fire, and the wicked shall deal wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the learned shall understand. And from the time when the continual sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination unto desolation shall be set up, there shall be 1290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth, and cometh unto 1335 days. But go thou thy ways until the time appointed. Thou shalt rest, and stand in thy lot unto the end of the days. End of Psi 2. Please fast forward.